I have it here, Lieutenant Clink, note on Daryl Acoleta, D-A-R-Y-L, last name A-R-C-H-U-L-E-T-A, birthday 8-15-59, visit 6. Wrong date, the actual visit date is... June 27, 2025. Patient presents for follow-up. Safety doing well. For refills, blood sugar running around 120. Also continues to lose weight with medications. Taking Ozempic, review of symptoms, reports episodes of low blood sugar, where it breaks down in a sweat, states the sugar got down to 65 one time in the past, states he has symptoms of low blood sugar maybe every month or two, relieved by rest and fluids, and sure, past history of diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, social family history, non-contributory physical, same general appearance, no acute distress, head ulcers, no throat, general appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Next up, without masses, lungs, calcification, percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs, abdomen, esophagus, gynecomastia, or tenderness. Skeletal. Neurological, all within normal limits. Impression, follow-up, diabetes type 2, hyperlipidemia, with episodes of hypoglycemia reported, patient instructed to check blood sugar with he feels like having a hypoglycemia. He's kept a long list of blood checks running around 120. With 4 pounds additional weight loss on Ozempic this past month. Patient advised to continue same dose of Ozempic with refill of Crestor. Given 3 months supply of Ozempic because of good compliance. States advised to be sure to eat before exercise and have diabetic snacks if necessary, and to check sugar during episodes of possible hypoglycemia. May need to reduce doses of Ozempic since he's lost weight. To recheck blood work. Follow up in 3 months. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.